This is another hot day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This heat is unbearable. It's crazy. Used to, we didn't get this 100 degree temperatures till the second week of August, and here we are having it since the second week of July every week, and it's supposed to happen, what, another 4 days this week. This is crazy. We are continuing our study for July on learning to trust. And trust is something that we do every day. When you get up in the morning, you go get in your car, or when you get up and you go in there and you hit that coffee machine, you know, you trust that it's going to give you coffee so you don't have to kill it. You trust that your car is going to crank. When you get to the red light, you trust that when you go through the red light, through the green light, that somebody's not going to run the red light, that you're not going to be the one that runs the red light, that somebody's going to stop and not hit you. You trust when you get to work, if you still work, that you still have a job. We just trust and trust and trust, a lot of times without even knowing it, but it's something that we do, and it's something that we work on. And it's something sometimes, if we've been hurt by somebody and we've lost that trust, that we've got to build up. Like this picture shows, and we've got to build that trust. But our life is built on trust. And it's the same way with our faith. We have trust in God. And we're going to look at that the next 3 weeks, talking about the trust. Today, we're going to look at how trust is in our lives and why we need to have it. Next week, we're going to look into the trust that we have into Jesus and his teachings. And then the last week, we're going to look at trust in God and his promises to us. Again, those are trusts that we as Christians have and we must have. Our scriptures this morning, I've only got a few of them. I broke the ones that were on here down that dealt with trust. And when I say that, I mean, they actually have the word trust in them, not dealing with trust. And I've split them up between the next 3 weeks. And today we're going to be looking at all of them come out of Psalm, except for this one verse or two verses out of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And we've talked a lot about heart, and it's the seat of our emotion. It's who we are. It's what we are. Okay? And so when we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, it's everything. Our whole being. It's not just today, not just an hour tomorrow, it's all the time with everything that was within us. And lean not on your own understanding. That is the hard part. Because we want to lean on ourselves. We don't want to depend on anybody else. We want to do it ourselves. Victoria, when she was young, she used to always say, me do, me do, me do, And that's what she was wanting to do. She was wanting to show that she was a big girl, that she could do it. And we want to do the same thing as a Christian. We want to show, that I'm a man, I'm a woman, and I can do it myself. We can't. Because, don't take this wrong, we're stupid. Okay? Don't lean on your own understandings. Because, as we've studied, we're sinful. We want to do things the wrong way. And we can't lean on our own understanding. We have to trust in God with our whole heart. In all your ways, acknowledge God. All your ways. Everything you do, every day, everything you say to every person, the way you treat your friends, your neighbors, strangers, in everything you do, acknowledge God. And you do that by being a Christian in your heart, by how you speak, how you treat people. That's how you acknowledge God is in your life. That's how you let your light shine, is how you treat other people, by acknowledging that God is in you. God's a part of you. And because of that, you're going to act like a Christian. Okay? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and God will direct your paths. Today, we depend way too much on GPSs and guiding our journeys. Victoria did that a couple of weeks ago, and it took her the wrong way. And all you have to do is one little setting off, say, the shortest. We did that one time going down to visit a friend in Georgia, and I had it set to the shortest, and I didn't realize it. And we went down these back roads in Georgia, and we ended up on this little dirt road that we had, you know, weeds growing up in the middle of it, and it was getting narrower and narrower. And I tell you, we saw an old white church. I thought I was hearing guitar music or banjo music, you know, in the background, you know. And it's like, why in the world is it sending me? Oh, because I have it on shortest route. And I think that's what hers was set to last week. And she was going off, sent her this wrong way. And it said, turn here. And she turned and hit the gravel, and it slid sideways. And she luckily missed the bridge and went off a 50-foot embankment down into the river. You know, she didn't, you know, let God direct her path. You know, and too many times we try to do that our own way. We try to lean our own understanding and direct our own paths when we need to let God direct our path. And when we do everything, we trust in God with all of our heart and we acknowledge Him in everything we do, He's going to lead us. You don't have to worry about it. God will take care of you. Going into Psalm 9, verses 9 and 10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. We as a nation are not really oppressed like some nations are. But we have problems. A refuge in times of trouble. Now, No, every single one of us have had times of trouble in our life. In one way or another, we've all had trouble. And the question is, how did you deal with that troubling time in your life? In times of trouble, Jesus, or God, is our refuge. And those who know your name, it's not talking about you, notice it's a capital Y, okay? Those who know your name and put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. We know God's name, and we put our trust in God, okay? We have to put our trust in God, and He will not forsake us. Things might not always go smooth. We're not guaranteed a smooth, easy, comfortable life, are we? No. But He will not forsake us. Look in the Old Testament. Did God forsake Abraham? No. You might think He did. Oh, He made him offer, you know, put his son up on an altar, you know, to offer him as a sacrifice. But He didn't forsake him and make him do it. Look at David and all that he went through. He still followed God. He was a man after God's own heart. God did not forsake him. Look at Job and everything the devil did to him personally, taking away everything. But God did not forsake him and blessed him with twice of what he had before. Look at Daniel in the lion's den. He trusted in God. God did not forsake him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, thrown into the fiery furnace. They believed in God. They were not going to bow down. They did not turn their back on God. Their heart was right with God. God did not forsake them, and they walked out of that furnace. God will not forsake those who trust in him. Psalm 28, verses 6 and 7. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. Remember what supplications in? Glenn took us through a several-week class on prayer. Prayer is, or supplication is a form of prayer. God heard my prayers. The Lord is my strength and my shield. He gives us the strength that we need to make it through the day, and he also is our shield to protect us from the evil one. My heart, there again, talking about my heart, trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise him. Do you ever thank God for what he has done for you in your life? Do you ever thank God? Sing praises to him for watching over you, taking care of you, helping you. We need to do that. We get just take it for granted that, God's going to take care of us and I don't have to thank him. No, we need to thank God. We need to sing praises to God for him watching over us, being our strength and being our shield. 31, 1 through 5. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Not in myself. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Have you ever been ashamed of being a Christian? Maybe you were doing something you shouldn't have and you got caught at it. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. Where is your foundation? Where is your foundation in your life? Where is your foundation in your Christianity? Is it on sand or is it on rock? Jesus talks about this in his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7, verses 24 and through 28. This parable is talking about where you build your life's foundations. Is it on the sand that's going to wash away when any kind of trouble comes into your life? Or is it on the rock? Is it on founded on Jesus that's not going to give? Our foundation needs to be on the rock, needs to be on Jesus. He is a fortress of defense to save me. Again, that shield, that strength that we need to fight the devil. Verse 3 of Psalm 31. For you are my rock and my fortress. David is acknowledging that God is his rock. He is his foundation. He is my fortress, my protection, my shield. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Dear God, I trust in you. I need you to lead me and to guide me because I'm stupid. I don't know what I'm doing. Paul himself said, I do the things that I don't want to do, but the things I want to do, I don't do. He needed guidance, just like we do every single day. Dear Lord, guide me and lead me. Verse 4, pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me, for you are my strength. Satan is doing everything he can to get you to sin. He is doing everything he can to get you to turn your back on God. We talked about that this morning in our class, about how, just little things here and little falsehoods there, it's causing problems in the church. Because people are going by their own thoughts, their own wishes, their own wants, instead of what it is that God wants. And that causes problems in the church. Lead me and guide me. Pull me out of that net that has been laid for me, for you are my strength. Do you see God as your strength? Do you see God as your backbone? Do you see God leading you and guiding you every single day? We get that when we put our trust in God. Verse 5, into your hand I commit my spirit. Take care of me, God. You have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. David is letting it all out here. He's telling it like it is. He's telling us how we need to live our Christian life. We need to trust in God, and He will be our rock and our foundation. Psalm 112, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandments. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Not a fear of, like, oh no, I said something I shouldn't have. God's going to strike me down. You know, lightning's going to come in. No, that's not the kind of fear that we need to have in God. It's a healthy fear. You know what? If I don't do what I'm supposed to be doing, I might not make it into heaven. You know, fear that God's going to do what He said He's going to do. Not fear to come out of your house and be struck down with lightning. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Verses 2 through 6 deal more with this man, talking about this man who fears the Lord. But I want to drop down to verse 7. He will not be afraid of evil things. Why? Because he trusts in the Lord. He fears the Lord. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. The man who fears, man or woman, who fears God, delights in His commands. He will not be afraid of the evil things that are out there. The devil is out there. He's roaming around. He's looking at how he can get you. But we don't need to fear him. We need to respect him. We need to know he's out there. But we need to know that God's going to handle it. Our heart, the man who trusts in God, his heart is steadfast because he trusts in the Lord. And then Psalm 56 is our last verse this morning, verses 1 through 4. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Again, if we try to trust in ourselves, we try to trust in mankind, they're going to swallow you up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. The world is constantly at us. The world is constantly coming at us, trying to get us to do wrong. 2, my enemies would hound me all day. For there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Have you ever felt like that? Maybe you're just having a really bad day at work and people are just constantly on you and after you. You know, everything is going wrong. We all have that days. Verse 3, whenever I am afraid, because that happens, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you, God. I will trust in you. No matter what happens today, no matter what I face, I will trust in you. That you will protect me. You will guide me. You will show me the way. That's the kind of trust that we need to have in God. To turn our life over to Him. He will take care of us. He will show us the way. He will guide us. He will protect us. I will trust in you. In God, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Okay. David is telling it like it is. I don't need to fear man. What can man do to me? Kill me? Okay, good. My race is over then. You know? What can God do to me if I don't do what's right, if I don't trust him, if I don't fear him? He can kill you in hell for eternity. Okay? That's what we need to fear. We need to trust in God. We need to trust him wholeheartedly every single day. We need to thank him for his guidance. We need to accept his guidance. We need to walk that straight and narrow path. You know, Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount, you know, the path to heaven is narrow. And few will find it. And it's an uphill climb. But the way to destruction is wide, and it's easy, and a lot are going to find that way. We need to be willing to take that hard, narrow path to heaven and do whatever it takes and trust in God and put our whole life in his hands. Because our reward in the end is fantastic. I will praise God. I will sing praises to him because I'm not worried about what the flesh can do to me. We talked about this slide last week about trusting in God, that no chain is stronger than its weakest link. We can't let our trust be that weak link. Our trust in God needs to be our strongest link. We need to do everything we can to trust God with our whole heart. We can't let that be the weak link that sets us astray. If there's any way that we can help you this morning, let us know. If there's anything that we can do to help you with your trust, with your walk in Christ, let us help you. Let us encourage you. Let us pray for you. If there's any way that we can help you this morning, please let your wishes be known as together we stand and sing.